Hey everyone, and thank you for listening to Lit Radio Podcast. Welcome to our special series Collective Intelligence, where co-authors Jennifer Sundberg and Pippa Peck will talk about the three capabilities that create the conditions for collective intelligence: critical thinking, great communication, and a focus on the problems and opportunities that matter most. In this last episode, Jennifer and Pippa reveal how you can achieve Roman army style focus by asking the right questions.
There was a Roman historian called Vegetius, and one day he was reflecting on what it was that gave the Romans their edge. Because the Romans at this point, they'd conquered pretty much everyone. They'd conquered the whole of Western Europe all the way to the Middle East. How'd they do it? He said this: the Romans are less prolific than the Gauls. They're shorter than the Germans. They're weaker than the Spanish. They're not as rich, they're not as astute as the Africans. They're inferior to the Greeks in technology and in reason.
Okay, so I'm struggling to see the edge.
No, correct. I mean, so far they sound like the underdog, right? They're shorter, weaker, poorer. But it's what he said next that matters. He went on to say that what they had, they being the Romans, was the ability to get organized. So the Romans really understood the power of alignment, the power of getting everybody marching to the same beat.
Okay, so this ability to get organized trumped physical strength, technology, wealth, and so on.
Yeah, exactly. So we've spoken so far in this series about how you get everyone in your organization thinking well and thinking deeply. And then in the book, we go on to explain how you turn that into a daily habit.
And we've also talked about how to communicate that thinking with impact so that others can act on it.
That's right. But without focus, you risk all of this good stuff, just pulling your organization in 1,000 different directions.
So how do you get everyone to focus? And I mean at scale, when you've got people scattered all around the world. How do you get everyone marching to the same beat?
Okay, there's a saying. The saying goes, he who asks the question,
or she.
Yeah, okay. He or she who asks the question or questions controls the conversation. Now, as a business leader, you can't be everywhere all at once. You can't be in every meeting. You can't be sat on every manager's shoulders as they sit down to write their plan for next year or plan out their week. But what you can do is you can set at least some of the questions that every manager in your organization will engage with when they prepare those plans, when they write their report on how their performance is going and they reflect on what it is they need to do differently. You can set those questions, you can cascade them through your organization. And by doing that, you can control the narrative within the organization and keep everybody focused on the prize. And you can use those questions to stimulate your colleagues to think, but also to direct the focus of that thinking. But we've got tons of examples over the years, haven't we, of organizations that have wanted to really nail focus and the way in which they've used questions and cascading a set of questions to establish that alignment around a clear North Star. Let's pick an example to bring this to life.
So let's use one that really helped us launch our business in the early days.
Aha, EasyJet.
That's right. So Karen McCall had just been appointed chief exec of EasyJet. At the time, oil was over $100 a barrel. There'd been a volcanic dust cloud that had grounded all flights in Europe. There were major strikes happening in many European countries. They've got not one, but more like five crises unfolding at the same time. Soon as the volcanic ash cloud had settled and they could board the planes again, she picked up a bin bag and started walking up and down the aisles of the plane, talking to the passengers and talking to the crew. And what she found was she had some of the most disaffected crew and unhappy passengers in the industry. And she realized that if she wanted to make any change at all, she needed to have her crew on side.
Okay, so she's got a deeply unhappy workforce, but how did she turn that around?
So you've got to bear in mind, this is an organization that had been so focused on profit and cost-cutting that even the team that worked in the head office had to bring their own stationery in.
That's pretty extreme.
It was the way that they ran the business. Profit first, then customer, then people, in that order.
Okay, so she wanted to switch things around from profit, customer, people, to people, customer, profit, in that order. Now, that's the kind of thing that chief execs go around and say. But how do you actually make that real?
Okay, so she made it the number one question on the mind of her leadership team. Specifically, how do our people feel and what are we going to do to better support and enable them? And she implanted that question into everything. Their board decks, their management meetings, every bit of data they looked at from top to bottom of the organization. So crucially, did it work? She shifted the entire focus of the organization and she transformed staff satisfaction, customer satisfaction, and shareholder returns because she refocused the organization on the things that mattered.
So if you want to achieve Roman army style focus, but without the bloodshed, hopefully without the bloodshed, start by identifying the critical questions that you want everybody to align around, the questions that are going to help everyone to pull in the same direction.
If you want to learn more about how you can unleash the superpower of focus, you're going to have to make it to part 3 of the book.